Basically what we're telling them is 40k on the road. You all know transport's a big story in Europe. Everything has to be underneath 3 meters, and the fact that we can at the touch of a button regulate the width of the machine, that's a real plus too, yeah? Because with the competition, normally you got to get out and you got to start hammering and battering. With us, child's play, touch the button, away you go. 40 kilometers on the road. This is actually homologated as a tractor, and the reason why we did that was because if you can't use the machine to spray all year, you can take the tank off in about 3 hours, and you can put a lime spreader on there, or you can put a fertilizer spreader on there, and plus 40 kilometers per hour you only get with the tractor homologation. So 20 kilometers per hour in the field, that's pretty fast for Europe. Normally in the past people would be spraying at about 11 to 14 k, so 20 k is a pretty big jump in productivity. And we've got four-wheel steer, we've got crab steer, all the things you expect from a clever machine. And with AutoTrack and Spray Pro and BoomTrack, these guys can spray at night. And spraying at night is magic, you know. So this is hopefully what we want to do. Unique here is the independent wheel suspension. Now, I don't know if that's a feature of your North American machine. Maybe Barry can help us, but this is, for us, an exclusive in Europe, which we're hammering on pretty quick. Best operator comfort. It gives you the speed and the accuracy to spray. We talked about the four-wheel steer. We've got the headland management on here as well. So you're probably familiar with, in North America, it's called IMS, Implement Management System, on the 8000 series. In Europe, it's HMS on the 6030, on the 6030 series tractor. And basically, it's the same functionality here. So when the guy comes to the headland, presses a button, the boom goes up, everything else is switched off, master control valves off, so that's pretty good. Yeah, okay. We talked about the cab from the tractors. We've also got the command arm, so if you take a minute to jump in the cab, all the key functions are on the command arm. And as you go through the competition, get into their sprayers, and you'll see that there's 3 buttons up here, and there's 2 buttons down here, and there's a lever here, and there's a valve between your legs, and there's all sorts of crap everywhere. And you know, John Deere engineers normally are pretty clever about where they put things. Ergonomics is one of our selling points, yeah? Even down to the color-coded displays. So that's been pretty good for us. And inside, of course, you've got the touchscreen display, the 2600. So again, everything's on one spot. Yeah, solution command system. Basically, at one point, you can go to the machine. Everything you need to do with mixing, rinsing, everything, it's all in one spot. So you're not walking about the machine and do different things.